So Gregory Wrightstone joining us now. He is author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. We have him on a regular basis. Gregory, welcome. How are you, sir?
Oh, really good to be back on with you. It's been a little while, but I always enjoy it.
Oh, likewise.
It's an interesting conversation.
Likewise. I talked earlier today about the what's coming out now finally is this overpopulation bomb, and the fact that that's been dispelled, and the reality is that never came to fruition, and it was really one of the biggest lies foisted upon mankind. And what I said, Gregory, was climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, I believe down the road is going to be in the same situation.
Oh, absolutely. And if we look at, I look at, I'm a geologist, so I look at the big picture, and we're being told, aren't we, that oh, my God, we can't let it get a degree and a half or 2 degrees warmer, or there's going to be famine and
right,
nasty population. Everything imaginable is going to go wrong. Well, as a geologist, again, I look back. What's happened over the last 5 or 6,000 years since the first great civilizations arose? What happened whenever temperature got to those levels? Well, I'll tell you what happened. Humanity and the Earth's ecosystems thrived.
Right.
Food was abundant and with great abundance during periods that were warmer than today.
Last I checked, Gregory, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm in Colorado. It snows here, and I can tell you right now that in our winter months here, in fact, as it starts to get into late September, early October, our growing season at that point's about done. Our nights get cool enough to where it's a done deal. In fact, as soon as we get a little bit of a freeze, we're done until the next spring. And depending upon how hard of a winter we have, may even affect how well our vegetation recovers as we come back in to spring. So everything you just said is 100% correct.
Yeah, right. What I say, and I'm executive director now of the CO2 Coalition, and we believe that the modest warming that we've seen of, it turns out to be less than a degree centigrade since 1900, that modest warming is, combined with increasing CO2, is contributing to an Earth whose ecosystems are thriving and prospering, and humanity's benefiting from the modest warming combined with increasing CO2, and it's incontrovertible. There's just
right,
so much evidence of a prospering Earth and a prospering humanity, and we should be celebrating it, not fearing it. And they're sowing fear and destruction. Just two days ago, it was Jennifer Granholm, Energy Secretary in the Biden administration. She equated the condo collapse in Miami
right
to climate change.
How
it,
so?
It was just horrible.
Even though we know now that it was lack of maintenance, a leaking swimming pool,
yeah,
they had enough advance notice that they needed to get these things fixed and didn't. But because of all of that, it's now climate change that caused it to collapse?
Oh, yeah. No. She says that it's because of climate change that it collapsed.
Unbelievable.
And she says, actually, she didn't quite state that. She says, we're not quite sure, but this is a prime suspect. Well, no, it's not.
No,
it's not at all. And
it was called deferred maintenance and people being too cheap to spend money on what they should have.
There's a lot of talk about the subsidence under the building that went on, and that occurred, okay? And it was Miami, most of Miami was built on old mangrove swamps that were infilled. And
right,
and when they infilled this was back in the early 1900s, 20s and 30s, they infilled this. Today, when you create things like this with infill, you do it very strictly monitored. It's the moisture content
right
is strictly regulated. There's just all kinds of things
correct
to go through. I've been involved in the construction
correct
industry. They didn't do that. You know that.
Right.
And so what you have then is a dewatering process that leads to slow subsidence, and we see that here with this. But the big story that I can contribute with this, with the condo collapse, is that there are probably many, many tens of thousands of buildings that have been constructed on slowly subsiding soil and construction that build on. We don't see buildings collapsing right and left.
No.
Because they're subsiding 2 millimeters per year.
Right.
So the, you know what that tells me is this was a major structural defect.
Correct.
In that, and there's I just testified before the Pennsylvania's House committee last week on energy and environment concerning the allegations by the Pennsylvania government that's trying to advance this carbon tax. Situation in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And he said that Philadelphia was a threat and of being inundated by rising sea levels. Well, it turns out I testified last week that in Philadelphia, we actually see that it was a similar situation. We had subsidence. It's not actually sea level rise. It's called relative sea level rise.
Mm.
And it's the combination of global sea level rise combined with local either rise or fall of the surface, and we see this in the eastern seaboard of the United States is most of the eastern seaboard is slowly subsiding, and it's just a natural. Again, I'm a geologist. It's a natural geologic process.
So nothing. Nothing there that you can attribute to, you know, climate, quote unquote, climate change or anything along those lines. It's just a natural occurrence.
Oh, absolutely. And all the recent reports come out of the condo collapses has been the reports that were issued were that it was rainfall.
They
were storm events that this water accumulated and didn't get drained out. So, you know, it looks, if there were, again, tens of thousands of buildings across the United States and around the world have been put on fill that are slowly subsiding. And again, there's no structural. I don't want to alarm anybody, but it's not occurring and it's not expected to occur.
Okay, what do you think of the announcement by the Biden administration? I believe it was either yesterday or the day before. I talked about it where Biden wants to put a bunch of EV charge stations into rural communities and the disenfranchised communities. And Greg, I own an EV vehicle and can tell everybody firsthand and have that, A, that's not a typical vehicle that somebody that lives in a disenfranchised area and or a rural area is most likely going to drive at the moment. So why would we invest money in that area?
Yeah, that's a good question because most of the EVs are pretty daggone expensive.
Yep.
Now you can buy, especially the Teslas and you can buy a cheap one, which would be a Leaf or whatever they're called.
Right.
You know, little thing. It's basically it's a lawnmower engine mounted. You know, it's in a cardboard box about as big as the one that your washing machine came in, and you can drive that around. It's got wheels on it, but if you want a good one, it's going to be really expensive. So what they're doing is subsidizing wealthy people to buy electric vehicles. And the other thing that nobody's talking about are the dangers of electric vehicles, of lithium batteries
right.
that can spontaneously combust.
Correct.
I don't know where you park your car, but when you park it, I wouldn't put it in your garage. It's a very rare occurrence when these things spontaneously combust, but when they do, you can't put them out.
Right.
They just have to burn out by
right.
themselves.
Correct. That is correct.
And there was 2 months ago, there was a big fire in a Chinese bus factory. They had five electric buses parked next to each other. One just spontaneously combusted, and it caught all five of them. The entire facility burnt down. There was one in Germany just 2 weeks ago. The same thing happened. And in response to that, two cities in Bavaria enacted rules preventing anybody from parking an electric vehicle in an underground or enclosed facility.
Hmm.
Just imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about your buildings that have parking garages underneath.
Right.
What happens when your Tesla and its lithium battery all of a sudden decides to ignite? Well, it's going to be awful.
Right.
It's going to be there's not much you can do to stop that.
Right.
So there are problems here with electric vehicles that people aren't talking about.
Agree. And as I said a moment ago, and everything you just said is true, you're not going to have those vehicles in rural areas and especially in the disenfranchised areas. And so why as a country we would spend money putting charge stations there in the first place is beyond me. But again, this is all part of a bigger plan, as you know. It's a fleecing of the public. This is a lot like, you know, the overpopulation story I told you earlier that, you know, now finally has been debunked. But a lot of what they're talking about with climate change is the exact same thing we heard when it came to overpopulation. It's one and the same.
Exactly. And
you know, we're all going to die.
It's up to you and me and the people out there to get the facts. And I can tell you, if your listeners want to learn more, they could get my book, Inconvenient Facts, or go to get my Inconvenient Facts smartphone app. It's available for at Google Play or the App Store. Just search for Inconvenient Facts. I've got 60 easily interpreted charts. I've got more than 100,000 downloads of it so far, and it's free.
All right.
It's free. I want to empower people with this information.
We're going to put that on the website tonight, folks. I'll have Ann make sure she gets that up as well so you all can go grab that. I'll put the links up there as well. Gregory, it's always a joy having you. And, folks, again, the book Inconvenient Facts or the app, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. And, yeah, it'd be great to have this stuff at the tip of your fingers, really on your smartphone. It would be really easy that way. So go download the app.
Thank you so much.
Great, Greg. Thanks a lot. Have a great evening and a great Independence Day weekend.